clearly an invigorating time of year in the NFL because 32 teams all have very, very high aspirations right now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a clean slate. You know, everyone's undefeated right now, and you know, this is kind of the step one to getting back to next season. So everyone's excited, front office, players, coaches, and it's time to grind.
We're going to talk about the rookies in a second, but you had a role in some of this because a couple weeks back at the draft up in Arlington, you got to make the pick, and that was really cool. Now, first things first, were you nervous in front of all those folks and the national TV audience at all?
No, I wasn't nervous. I was more nervous. I was nervous if it was a tough name, you know. luckily, Justin Reed is a pretty easy name to get out. But it was such a great experience to go there and be a part of that. The NFL does a great job. It feels like it was like full circle because I remember it was like the day I was drafted. You know, I was a seventh round pick. I didn't know where I was going to go. I didn't know if I was even be drafted, and then having an opportunity to announce a draft pick was pretty cool.
Let's follow that. So you're a seventh round pick way back when. What's on your mind when you go into this rookie camp? Is your head just swimming, trying to figure out where to be, what to do, how to act? I mean, what's it like?
Yeah, for me, I was excited. But I was nervous because, you know, I didn't know what to expect. You know, you want to go out there and make plays. You want to compete. You're constantly being evaluated by the players, coaches. Okay, does this guy belong on you? Does he not? You got to learn a playbook. These coaches are going to throw everything at you because they want to see what you can take in. But you also got to go out there and compete and have fun and earn the respect of these guys.
And it's a different situation because every single guy was one of the guys where he came from. Now, you've kind of been knocked down a rung or two, haven't you?
Oh, no question. It doesn't matter if you're a first-round pick, free agent. I always looked at it as an opportunity to get your foot in the door. These guys are pros. This is what they do for a living. And whether you're a first overall pick or the Mr. Irrelevant, you still got to go in there and make plays and go about your business.
You just brought up free agents. In a week or so, we'll see all of them, the veterans, the free agents, the rookies, together on the field for OTAs. What's the goal in OTAs for a veteran?
Oh, for a veteran, just kind of knock off the rust, you know, just kind of work on some of the things that you evaluated yourself in the previous years, what you want to get better. A lot of film work, but also knocking off the rust, getting in shape. You know, nowadays people don't really get out of shape. You're always in shape all year round. But you got to go out there, and if you want to work on certain routes, getting better at that, just cleaner releases, you know, it's time to kind of do that.
And then on the whole, what did you think of this Texans rookie class out of the draft picks, those eight guys that they selected? What did you think?
I think it's good. I think we got some talented guys. Yeah, we got some guys, you know, Justin Reed, you know, he's solid. He's rangy, strong, can hit you.
Looks like a guy who could start almost immediately.
He can definitely make an impact, for sure. You know, we signed Tyrann Mathieu. You know, he's going to probably learn from him.
Did you, as a receiver, kind of like that pick of Kiki QT, the Texas Tech receiver?
Absolutely.
I mean, he can do some things,
no
can he?
No question. What I'm seeing right now in this draft class, I'm seeing, you know, obviously playmakers. We drafted two tight ends. We're trying to get guys to, you know, help Deshaun, protect him. So we're helping and surrounding Deshaun with some pieces that's going to, you know, help his offense explode.
Last thing before we go to break, we've talked a lot about Deshaun in our times together here, but how excited are you to see what he can do as he gets out of this knee injury, as he gets through the rehab? But it looks like the future's so bright here in 2018.
I'll tell you what, we all have a lot to look forward to because he is a special guy. He's back on the field, you know, and he's going to make a lot of plays. I love watching him because he makes a ton of the plays outside the pocket. And you have to do that nowadays. I mean, look at Aaron Rodgers. That's how he creates these huge chunk plays. Deshaun has that. He's got that leadership ability, too. I mean, people, when he's talking, when he's out there, people are like, okay, I'm watching this guy, and I want to play hard for him. And he's a special guy. It's going to be fun to watch.